Welcome back. It's a new year. It's time to put that gym membership to work. So many of you are successful in your personal and professional lives, but feel overwhelmed about exercising or choose not to exercise at all. But there's no better time to get up and get moving. Health contributor, personal trainer, and business owner Jerry Blaze joins us now. Jerry, how are you?
I am amazingly great.
All right, let's talk about gym routines. Everyone's different. Gym routines are different, but it can be pretty fascinating how much time people spend on their workouts. How can people utilize gym time wisely?
I have a saying or a motto or a credo, whatever you want to call it, that I've been using for over 35 to 40 years. And it goes like this. You get what you get. People go to the gym for different various reasons, right? They, for the most part, they're trying to make a difference in their overall appearance aesthetically. They may be rehabbing themselves from an injury and so on, or just general health. But what I physically see on a daily basis is a lot of people nowadays, not all people, but quite a few, go to the gym and they dilly-dally. They're in the corner talking to their buddies. They're hanging out. They're on their cell phones. I watched a girl the other day. I did like 10 sets with a client, and this girl is still on her cell phone.
Yeah, like, see it all the time.
And these are the people who complain about not getting results. So, again, you get what you give, and believe it or not, less is more. So you need to go into the gym every single time and give your absolute maximum output in the least amount of time. More is not better.
So how long should people exercise generally to see the results that they want? Okay, more is less. But how much time? Are we talking 20 minutes a day? Are we talking 30 minutes a day?
If you're going full force, if you're going pedal to the metal, pushing through sets, cardio, your class, what are we doing? There's no reason why any human being should be in the gym more than an hour's time.
I mean, there's a lot of people on time crunches here. You know, if they want to focus on like weight loss or if they want to focus on strength training,
yep.
Like, what is their main focus? Like, what should they really focus on when they get there and it's pedal to the metal?
It depends on the person's individual goals. And we talked about it in several segments back. You need to set up some realistic and attainable goals. So if you're trying to put on muscle, everyone should be trying to put on muscle. Your main emphasis should be on the weight training and then the cardio afterwards.
Okay.
But if you're in there for just health reasons, you'd probably be best to warm up, like we talked about, when stretching and warming up and foam rolling first, then go, then hit the weights and then the cardio. Whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, you need to give your maximum best in that gym.
You know, one thing I hear quite a bit, you know, a lot of gym chatter is that people are switching to morning workouts instead of going after a long day at work. You know, people go home, they eat, they have a snack, they dilly-dally, they get on the phone. Are those little changes, is that something people should take advantage of?
It's definitely a great way to switch things around. Our bodies go stagnant or they plateau from doing the same routine, same day-to-day, same monotonous thing. When they go in there, they don't take the initiative to change up their workouts and so on. So if you're adjusted to going, you know, believe it or not, at night, when you make that switch to the morning, you're actually giving your metabolism a pretty good push for the rest of the day. So it would be advantageous of most people to get everything in the morning and then devote the rest of the day to eating good nutrition and carrying on with their day. But when you go at the end of the day, your head's burnt, you're wiped out from work, you don't have the motivation you would have had earlier in the day. So if your schedule will not allow it, then, you know, your schedule is what it is. But Most people should try to switch to the morning workouts.
You know, obviously we don't want people overdoing it, but do you have any words of advice to keep people motivated and excited about getting fit in 2022?
Well, yeah. I mean, we should all have a visual goal of ourselves down the road and use that as motivation and a purpose. So, you know, if we're just going in day to day and then winging it and hoping some magic happens overnight, it's not going to happen. So you have to come up with whether it's an event or it's, you know, a wedding or, you know, some sort of athletic event or whatever, you got to strive towards that event and push yourself to your best to get there. But most people don't do that. They watch other people in the gym and they do what they do. The blind leading the blind. You got to come up with your own plan, your own goals to strive to, and that is what you should look for. I have a client who put up a certain dress that she wanted to fit in for the longest time. She's hung it up in her living room, so she had to walk by it every single day.
Now, that's a really good motivation.
Yeah, and she was definitely not going to fit into it at this particular time, but she ended up getting in that dress, and she was so happy. It took some time and a lot of hard work, but she got there.
Now, so we are in January or mid-month. Have you seen an annual jump in new clients?
As far as personal training goes, it's always consistent all year round. People come and go. I've had a lot of clients recently, like, buy houses in Florida, so they're back and forth. I would have to say this particular year, there is definitely an increase in training because last year, as you know, was a circus. And people are getting their act together, and they're getting on it. They're joining the gym. They're buying.
They want to get more healthy, especially with COVID still a big factor in so many lives.
That's exactly right. I mean, health should be, like I said before, always the goal. But if you're pushing for your best health, you're gonna look your best.
Okay, for those who are now stepping into the gym. And they say, you know, I feel very intimidated or I'm very overwhelmed looking at these people who are, you know, one, really in shape, and or two, they just don't know what to do. What tips would you give them to keep them moving forward in their journey?
I would say that, first of all, every single person in that gym that you go to, they don't know what they're doing either. Okay, so don't feel intimidated because you're not the only one in there trying their best to work hard and figure things out. Don't ever be intimidated. Everyone in there is in the same situation. You know, I can tell you from my personal experience working here in my gym, people are very helpful, enthusiastic, supportive, and so on. So don't let the big, heavy metal weight equipment scare you. You got to get in there and you got to try it out. You got to push yourself. And you'll feel so much better about yourself after doing that.
Absolutely. Okay, now, Jerry, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you or hire you for some training, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
I would look for myself at the Salem Athletic Club in Salem, New Hampshire. And if you want to email me, that you could do blazebodies@outlook.com.
Thank you so much, Jerry. We will put all that information on our website. Thanks for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure.
Have a great day.